Bernie Porn is the president of Epic MRA. He's on the other end of our line. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. I'm looking forward to the warmer weather, hopefully this weekend.
Epic MRA's April statewide poll of active and likely voters has produced some interesting results. Talk about what really stood out for you, especially in the race for president.
Well, there were about three or four items that really showed a significant change. The first one is the perception of Michigan voters about the condition of Michigan's economy. In January, we saw a significant spike in the percentage saying that it has bottomed out and it's starting to improve. And there was an even greater spike in this survey. It was 49% in January, and now it's up to 58%, a solid majority saying that things are improving in the economy, and that's having an impact on how people think the direction of the country is going. There's been a 16-point improvement in the perception of Michigan voters about the direction of the country being more in the right direction than it was before, although a solid 55% majority still says it's off on the wrong track. On the direction of the state, there's been an 11-point shift since November of last year, where now a bare 44 to 43% say that the state is now headed in the right direction. It increased a little bit when Snyder first took office and then shifted back to the wrong track. And in the presidential race, that's the other area where there's been a significant change since that January survey, and that has come mostly among independent voters, where Obama had a fairly solid lead among independent voters in January. That has pretty much evaporated, and Romney now leads by a couple of points. He has also, meaning Romney, increased his support among Republicans. I think they're coming to the realization and acceptance, those who may have supported other candidates, that Mitt Romney's in all likelihood going to be the nominee, and I think independent voters who would tend to lean Republican and had hoped for a different candidate are thinking, well, it's going to be Romney, and they are moving toward him. And I think at the same time, when you take into consideration there's some negative ads running against Obama about gas tax increases and not drilling for oil, I think that that may have be a piece of the equation in terms of why independent voters have shifted away from him a little bit. He still leads 47 to 43%, but in January his lead was 48 to 40%.
Well, interesting. People think that things in the state and in the country are better, but the president's not seeing a huge residual from that at this point in time.
Well, when you look at those folks who say that things are improving, he's got a pretty healthy lead. And Romney has a lead among those who think that the country is still involved in problems, and things may even go down. And they're pretty much even up among those that think that things have been static. So since last year, when you look at the presidential race, it has helped Obama a lot, especially among independent voters, because all last year and even before last year, Romney was consistently leading Obama, and I think a combination of things, including the divisiveness of the Republican primary season, caused some movement toward Obama. The whole auto industry bailout that became an issue over the past few months, showing a difference between the two candidates, that helped Obama. But now, because of gas prices and some other things, I think the ads that are being run against him, I think those are having an impact in terms of those independent voters moving a little bit back, pulling back from Obama, and moving toward Romney, and at the same time, Romney increasing his support among his Republican base.
Bernie, what do people think about our governor, especially now that we're in a little bit of time of prosperity, although it's very cautious, yet unions are on the offensive because they fear right to work. They also fear at what they may call union-busting legislation that is forthcoming. How do we see our governor?
Well, he has actually increased in support a little bit in his personal favorability from 46 to 48. That's a slight uptick from January. And his job rating has remained pretty constant, but that is a significant improvement from last year when it was about 8 points higher. Now it's in the 53-54% negative job rating range, and it was in the 60s at points last year. So he has improved not only in his job rating but his personal favorability. And there's always a difference between what people thought of him personally and the job that they thought he was doing. It was always more positive on the personal favorability rating at end of things. Now recall that is now, I guess the language was approved in Washington County, and they are again going to be pushing to try and recall Governor Snyder, and he's also facing a lot of, I think, questions from union leaders. All of these things can indeed have an impact and maybe turn things around against him again, but he has had a good couple of months since his State of the State address and also his budget proposals, which showed some increase for education funding in certain respects, and it was less negative in terms of those impacts than they have been in the past.
Bernie, when we think about the most highly contested upcoming race, that's going to be for Debbie Stabenow's seat, where does she stand in the eyes of the voters, and do the voters know anyone else besides Pete Hoekstra who wants to run against Stabenow?
Well, we didn't have anyone other than Pete in this particular survey, but when we've asked it in all of our previous ones, even a month ago, why most people don't know the other candidates, there's a little bit of recognition for Clark Durant, notwithstanding the fact that he had run statewide before. Still, most people, I think it was 67% the last time, do not know his name. So unless something dramatic happens, where Pete Hoekstra is probably going to be the nominee. Debbie Stabenow has slipped some from 52 favorable to 45% favorable, and the unfavorables have gone up from 35 to 40%. She was really very visible and involved in a lot of things that got press coverage not long ago. She seems to have been more quiet lately. The other thing that I think may be influencing her is that as independent voters may be moving slightly against President Obama, that has an impact on other Democrats running right below him on the ballot. And so she may be adversely affected in terms of her numbers by somewhat of a drop back in support for President Obama, albeit still leading Romney in Michigan.
I find another interesting part of this poll. You asked the question, generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat? And it was 38% total Democrat, 37% total Republican, and where elections are going to be won is the menagerie of other things that people considered themselves.
That's right, and that's why we pay close attention to those independent voters, and they tend to shift back and forth, and when the gas prices are going up perception of the economy is improving, that all enters the mix of how they're feeling about candidates. And the partisan numbers in Michigan have always been fairly even up, but you'll have periods of time, for example, 2010, when it was higher by a few points among in the Republican ID over Democrats, and in 2008 it was significantly higher among Democrats because of all of the young voters that were coming to the polls. Now it's pretty much static and even up with a slight advantage for Democrats, but that can shift back and forth as we enter the contest for the general election.
Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA. If folks want to see more details about this poll, where can they go, Bernie?
EpicMRA.com. Click on the press room, and all of our polls are listed.
All right. We appreciate you, Bernie. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.